Poodle, is someone at the door at Southern Charm?
Michael, it's time for my medicine.
Come and listen to a podcast hosted by some queens.
Talking about folks living way above their means.
They all live in Charleston where the booze is always flowing.
And we know too much about them all because of Andy Cohen.
Bravo, that is.
Southern Charm.
Sweet tea.
Well, Cameron is the sweetest, and Austin is a tool. Shep can be a jerk, but Chelsea's really cool.
Craig is playing lawyer.
Eliza's playing games. There's a lot of other blonde girls.
We forget their names.
Madison?
Heather Lynn?
Skimbleshanks?
It's Sweet Tea, the unauthorized Southern Charm podcast.
Bubba Yeti.
They
need to keep their drinks warm for a long day in a transfer truck.
Yeah, that is why they love a Yeti. They also like to keep them cold because it gets hot outside.
It's hot here.
They can go watch a football game and they can come back to their car and their Yeti will still have ice in it.
That was a slice of country life.
I'm surprised we haven't seen a Yeti on Southern Charm.
That's true. I'm sure they're there.
Y'all, our podcast is sponsored by Yeti.
That is a great product.
They're not sponsored by Yeti at all. I hope they're not homophobic.
I have a feeling they're probably a conservative company.
You think so?
I don't know.
Yeti, if you like gay people, come for us. Let us know. Or in Poodle's place, come on him.
Y'all, it is 8:45 in the a.m.
It is.
And it is Independence Day.
And you're wearing red, white, and blue. Did you mean to do that?
No.
You were wearing red shorts and then with blue sharks. And
let
then you wear... And you're wearing a navy shirt with little white anchors. You look like a gay fucking sailor. Like, I don't
know
how you can make a sailor gayer, but you did.
Ahoy, matey.
Y'all, I don't know what's going to happen to the show. We haven't drank alcohol. We're still drinking coffee.
And I'm still drinking coffee, and I'm tired.
And you know what? I went and got McDonald's for us because we fucking deserve it.
And I had a sausage and egg biscuit. And two hash browns, and I'm not ashamed.
One and a half. I ate half of one.
There we go.
It was, y'all, we're doing a lot today. We're prepping for this. We're doing this podcast. We're doing a Love Island show with TV Co.
On the TV Co.
Y'all,
I call it the TV Co.
Y'all, if y'all haven't seen Love Island.
Download the TV Co.
You can download the TV Co app. We're putting
a video. You can join the Facebook group, too, if you want.
It's really beautiful, people. It's basically like The Bachelor meets what?
STD clinic.
Basically. I think they're all just going to be fucking each other on this island.
I don't think the boys will, unfortunately, but be fucking each other.
Oh, no. I bet some of the girls get down with it.
Although that Are You the One show on MTV, they're all, like, fluid. Everybody that season is, like, fucking everybody.
But is that a big deal, then, if everybody on that season is just fucking everybody? We should watch that show, because this is sad, y'all, but if any of the bisexual guys present as straight and we see them kissing a guy, we'll lose our shit. Because it's still that little boy.
Two boys kiss.
Yes, and Mr. Waller's fourth grade class just thought that Jimmy Johnson would just...
Jimmy Johnson,
that's
wow.
A real person. Jimmy Johnson would just... Let you just play doctor one time? One time?
No, he's like, I'll just be punching you in the face and say, shut up, faggot.
No, I just thought one time where you don't make me wear the nurse gloves. One time. That's what.
Yes, I just blew my nose.
That's right. Yeah.
This is Sweet Tea.
I understand because I was roommates with Poodle. When Poodle wakes up, there's a lot of like.
There's a process.
There's a cacophony of noises, y'all, and he's still in it.
It's a kerfuffle.
I think it's because you have to shed your skin every morning so that way you can slither into the new day.
I do. I have to come out of my cocoon.
It's true. Welcome to Sweet Tea, everybody. We're talking about Southern Charm. It's Southern Charm. How's your week? Let us know at Jake It or Fake It or The Matt Marr. Tweet us or Insta us.
And y'all, if you want to know what we're going on or talk about Southern Charm or talk about anything related to us, you can join us our Sweet Tea Facebook group.
The
Sissy Squad, sorry.
There's a link in that. No, we just had somebody post about last night's episode. And maybe, you know what? That's a good place to start. What a good place to start. Let's look this up. This is live, y'all. We're just incorporating. Oh, we've got two people. We've got. We're gonna.
We're
gonna talk about
live
Sissy
chat
Squad.
The Sissy Squad.
Michelle Whaley, Wally. Michelle, I apologize if I've got your name wrong. She says she wanted to put up strong tea, strong tea. Give me strong tea and quote
unquotables.
And she says, this is a quote from Shep. I can be snobby sometimes.
I know, that's one of mine.
She put hashtag no shit, hashtag color me shocked, hashtag understatement of the year.
It was. Can you not read?
It was broken up.
Oh.
Y'all, we haven't had coffee. Michelle, we're going to talk about that. That's true. Shannon Gallagher, 30 minutes ago, just posted, okay, where is Craig, the human one, headed now this season? Is he just bizarre, angry relationship person? I guess pillows aren't enough of a thing anymore. He got to get something else together. We're going to talk about Craig, too, Shannon, because that's one of my notes.
I want to talk about Shep and launch into this. Everything Shep is doing this season are red flags.
I agree with that.
To not just someone who's having a midlife crisis.
My notes are on my phone, so I'm not just...
Great. It's someone who's been living as a child and whose friends are finally going to say, this is not enough for us. And I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, but... I mean, it's probably a good thing. You know, it's interesting how, like, I wonder if any of them, I feel like maybe Cam and Shep do, but I wonder if any of them actually hang out not on the show.
That's a good question.
Because I feel like Naomi doesn't hang out with anybody.
No. She's doing her own thing.
Nobody.
I don't think Chelsea does either.
I don't think Chelsea probably
Chelsea's
does.
I think Chelsea's off cutting hair.
She's working.
She's surfing.
She's seeing her hot boyfriend
yes.
who she sails ships with. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see because sometimes when people have this, they either have to recognize that their own kind of flaws
mm-hmm.
and be friends with people, or they find another friend group.
Yeah, I think Chet might be. He'll maybe have a couple like surfacey guy friends. Like they were talking to Austin. Your relationship with Shep is very surfacey. They were setting up this whole, I think there's going to be a confrontation with Shep later on in the season.
Well, I agree. I think he's very competitive. You know, I mean, I don't know how Craig is in his real life. Or I'm sorry, not Craig. Shep is in his real life. But on the show, at least, Shep actually doesn't really have any good relationships with
right.
men. His better
relationships. His emotional relationships are with women.
Are with women.
Cameron... Catherine.
Because he's always competing with men.
That is true.
He can't let go of this competition thing. It's going to nip him in the bud.
I also want to say, talk about this. Shep had something. He said, I don't want us to be around people who are rednecks. He was talking to...
Y'all, Liz Asti tweeted me about that, or texted me about that.
This is a brand of Southern snobbery that was very real to me. Because that's a thing. You separate yourself. They're like, oh, they're just a bunch of rednecks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big deal. Because you're trying to not to be redneck because rednecks are people who are uneducated. Usually it's a social, status. The rednecks don't have money.
Well,
usually,
it is a social status, but also
so it's more of a monetary thing too,
but it's.
It's gross.
It's bullshit because everyone has rednecks in their family in the South.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
Mine does.
Y'all, I'm talking about Liz Asti, who was on two episodes ago. We had her on. And
two or three. I can't
and
remember.
And she said, I thought this is great. She said, I thought that's a good point. She's like, talking about him hanging out with rednecks, talking about Madison, she said, I mean, Chelsea is more of a redneck than Madison. And if Shep thinks Madison is a redneck, he's actually never met a redneck.
You can't read this morning.
I can't. And she said, we all have him. She said, we all have that uncle wearing overalls. And then
an uncle who wore overalls.
My grandpa wore overalls. And then she said, mine used to run the seed and feed store in town. That's where I got my pet baby ducks when I was seven. And then, I don't think she'll mind me reading this. And then I said, aw. And then this turns like a story sounds like your childhood. It said, then my dad's dog, a retriever, was training for duck hunting, retrieved one, and killed it. My dad froze the dead duck and used it as a retrieval dummy for his dog. So there's that.
Y'all, sometimes Southern stories turn tragic when you don't expect them
to.
And we're just kind of okay with it. And then people go, well, that's sad. You go, I guess so.
I guess so. We were just living. It's like when your dad.
Life is brutal, y'all.
When your dad killed your mother's two dogs.
That was really bad.
He was trying to.
He didn't do it intentionally.
He was trying to poison some gophers.
Trying to poison some ground squirrels.
And just killed your mama's
and
two
killed
dogs.
Killed them dogs. Yeah. That was a bad scene for a while.
She's got another dog now, right?
She's got another dog now.
But
named Muffin, who they love like their child. Like that child, that dog is their child.
I can hear you, Muffin.
Muffin, you're a good
what
girl.
What kind of girl dog is it?
A Boykin Spaniel. That's and they have, y'all, they have what they call at night family time before they go to bed where the dog is just sitting in there and they just play with the dog and they call it family time.
Is this all to shame you for not living there?
I think so, partially.
But since you brought up dogs, can I bring up the fact that, y'all, I had a problem with this. But I know, again, this is a, Liz Astin and I were talking about, this is a Southern thing too. But I'm sorry, Shep got his dog from a fucking dog breeder. I'm sorry, I'm judging you. You can get a rescue dog.
I will say this. In the South, that's what people do.
There is a thing of that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but no, I agree with you. I agree with you. But in the South, you get your dog from a breeder because the breeder and your dog is also registered.
My
dogs are from a breeder that my parents' dogs that we've been using for years, and we're registered through a society and they have to have a full name. Like the name before was Vicky's Queen Victoria, and that was not Queen Vicky. Sorry, Vicky's Queen Beatrice, and that dog was named BB.
Did they name the dog after your mom?
No, but it was always royalty.
No, I know.
Yeah. But, so that's a thing.
It is a thing.
But I agree. At Los Angeles, Shep would be put on a cross if he bought a dog breeder.
Oh, yeah, because I remember people would get those, like, whatever we called them, coon dogs, but they would get those from a breeder.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. My old dog, Sophie, was from a breeder. Just shows you that there's inbreeding in dogs because she had a lot of problems.
Shit, lot of problems. Like a medical list, you could flip through a Rolodex
so cute,
and see her medical issues.
It's true. It's true.
She also had attitude problems.
I think she just served you shade because she enjoyed it.
Yeah, but she wasn't a well-behaved dog.
You loved her.
Maybe. Anyway.
What's your next teabag? I'm starting to wake up now.
Oh, God.
Here.
I just want to say that where Shep went to buy that puppy, Orangeburg, it's my mother's hometown. She grew
really?
Up in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Really?
It is in the lower part of the state. Very socioeconomically depressed.
I was going to say, you could tell by the woman's accent that they were country.
Yeah, there's a weird double standard in South Carolina. There's people who, there's the Charleston side who come from money and background who can trace their stuff way back, and there's everyone else who is trying to be that and not and failing, and just and Orangeburg is the class divisions are literally like people who own plantations and then everybody else, and there's no one in the middle. It's real gross. That was my grandfather's on my mother's side's family were wealthy, and when my grandfather married my grandmother, they basically said, we're not having anything to do with those people because they were poor.
Oh, because your grandfather married for love?
Yeah, kind of. But he was an alcoholic and beat my grandmother. So, again, tragedy in the middle of nowhere. That's why they left in the middle of the night. My grandmother
Poodle's
left.
Grandmother LaRue left in the middle of the night.
With five kids.
In like the 50s, right?
40s.
I mean, that is something.
Yeah. It's insane.
It probably is why your mother...
No, it is 50s. Probably 50s by the time.
Are we recording? Okay, yeah. It's probably why your mother worries all the time.
I guess so. She doesn't know when she's going to have to leave in the middle of the night
leave
again.
In the middle of the night.
Anyhow.
Who's next?
What's your next one? I was going to say if I could.
Go ahead.
I want to go to Naomi and Catherine at the hypnotherapy studio.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Which Naomi's there, they're laying down, and for some reason Catherine's in leather pants. I think this would be something where you'd want to be comfortable.
Well, I think those are they're you know, they look like leather pants, but they're actually, I've done some research, they're leather leggings.
Oh.
So, and they look leather, but they're not. They're like a fake. So they're actually quite comfortable.
Leather, so they're leathings.
They're like pleather. Pleggings. Yes, pleggings.
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 So, I do want to say, one of my favorite quotes was, when Naomi says, "Oh my God, I don't think I told you this," and Catherine says, "I love when stories start like this."
I love that. Was that reminded me of high school gossiping with Jimmy Don Stewart and Rayanne Willingham. I remember
those sound like made up names, y'all.
Y'all know,
but I've
my good
seen
friends.
Pictures of those people.
Yeah, I love Jimmy Don and Rayanne.
Jimmy spelled J-Y-M-M-Y-E.
No, J Y M M E.
God damn
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Stewart. That's her name. Jimmy Stewart.
As in the actor.
It's a girl, though. She's a manager out at Uniroyal. She is fantastic. I love her. And one of my literally still one of my best friends.
Uniroyal Tires, by
her
the way.
Brother is very intelligent, works in D.C., and my father was like his second dad to him, and he ended up gay. So maybe it's my dad that does it.
Wow.
Yeah. He's gay and deaf, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not that you would know anything about that.
Yeah, I tried to bring that up to the deaf guy I went on a couple of dates with.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, he's like, you know, gay people, and some of them happen to be deaf. And I was like, I think there's more connection. And it was actually, he kind of got annoyed about it.
Well, it's just a matter of time that somebody your date's going to get annoyed. He just needs to get used to it and love you anyway. That's what I do. But
anyway.
And then Rayanne, she lives in Dallas. R-A-E and then A-N.
God damn it. Anyhow.
Anyway.
I really loved that whole thing where Catherine was just.
I knew you'd love it because we're woo-woo now.
Catherine, the hypnotherapist was just talking about positivity. And then a single tear.
It was a beautiful cry.
It was like Deidre Hall crying from Days of Our Lives.
Yes, it was.
Y'all, Marlena cries better than anyone in the world.
She does. You know, I thought there was a lot of truth to that because, bless her heart, she did have just, sorry, poodles, blowing things, and it's the morning, y'all.
Here we go. Okay, better. I've got a lot of mucus this morning.
Great. she really doesn't probably have a lot of people that.
Yeah, because I think like, her family are probably pretty judgmental on her because of what she's. She's had two babies out of wedlock.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. They're probably pretty judgmental. Mm-hmm. And
her friends, I guess, are supportive enough, but there's no authority figure in her life.
Exactly.
That is, yeah.
Well, there's no, she never can feel safe.
That is true.
Because she's got to create her own safety. And, you know, that's true, y'all, though, in life. No one can make you feel safe. We have to create our own safety. But I love hypnotherapy. I've done hypnotherapy. Did it for biting my nails. That worked. I did it for when I was younger for trying not to suck dick. That didn't take.
They're like, you love vaginas. You're like,
And with the therapist, when he just tapped his dick on my forehead and said, you don't want this. And then I just went,
gobble, gobble, gobble.
Hungry, hungry hippo. Y'all, give us a shout out if you loved Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
That game was so loud.
I loved it. Did it bother you?
There was a bunch of children playing a Travel Hungry Hungry Hippos on a plane once. I was mortified.
That's too much noise for a plane.
I even asked the flight attendant, is this legal?
I enjoyed this session, and I'm proud for Naomi because, honestly, her and Craig's relationship was so toxic. It was good for her to get some clarity.
I agree. I want to move
to... y'all, we texted about crystals yesterday, so we're woo-woo as fuck.
I want to move to Cameron. and a quote that a lot of our listeners can probably relate to. You know, these moms who are blah, 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 and they're just, they're unflappable. She's like, I'm an everything bothers me kind of mom.
I have this quote verbatim. It says, Cameron says, every little thing irritates me kind of mom.
Yeah.
And you know what? She needs CBD because I gave Poodle CBD and it has changed his life, y'all.
It's not that things don't irritate you. You're just, they irritate you less.
I'm telling you,
have less of an emotional reaction.
The fire truck just drives by and I'm like, that's loud. And he just looks at me like, what? Kind of like a puppy who's like been playing and doesn't notice that like someone died.
I'm very, very sensitive to sound. I'm sensitive to a lot of other stimuli. And they feel assaulting to me.
I think Cameron does need to do some
CBD.
She
needs some CBD. I agree.
She'll sponsor that shit on Instagram and
sell it on her Instagram.
Sell it on your Insta Walmart, Cameron.
Then there'll be a really bad commercial for CBD.
Oh, I miss that
her and
commercial.
Chelsea will do.
Yes, I miss that hair commercial.
I want to go to, let's see where it was. Oh, Cameron, you know, it's her birthday. So she's agonizing over being
35.
How does it feel to turn 35? I want to know from you.
You're a bitch. And you think you could have sympathy with me in this. The fact that she keeps going on and
Maybe I'll know when I turn 30.
What I thought was interesting in this is, y'all, this is, to me, a window of Southern women in the South.
Yeah, it is.
We live in California where women are still fucking finding their first women and men.
Women are having babies at like 42, 43,
they're still finding
44.
Their careers at 40.
Yep.
And so people are having
starting a second life.
Kids at 45, 50 out here. So,
but 35 is considered old.
Where we're from, you're a grandparent by the time you're 50.
I have people who graduated high school with me who are grandparents.
Yeah, I have two that are grandparents now because they had kids like at 18, 19, yep. And then their kids had kids at 18,
or
19.
Or before then. You know, God bless.
Horny hillbillies, as Dolly Parton says. Horny hillbillies.
So Cameron's going to have a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be an oyster roast. I must say, so we get there. Eliza and her boyfriend show up. That boyfriend is country.
He is, but he's
got that.
He's rich.
Is that it?
You can tell.
He's got that kind of country inbred face.
But he's older. He's rich. Good for
14
her.
14 years age difference.
Good for her.
She kind of needs that, I think.
I think she needs that right now because she's got daddy issues.
Definitely.
Daddy in this world, daddy's little girl, made a bit of lady out of me.
That's the song by Beyonce.
I know, and the Dixie Chicks did a remake of that,
yes.
A cover.
It's really good.
And y'all, the Dixie Chicks are making another album. I'm excited for it.
Okay.
If you still have a problem with the Dixie Chicks, if they said something about George Bush,
then your priorities are wrong.
You've got to re-examine
comparatively
things.
To today.
Yeah, what people say today. I hope Dixie Chicks make an album and talk about how fucking stupid Donald Trump is.
And I think people would actually agree with them.
They would.
Remember when people burned their albums?
People, where I'm from, freaked out. I was
Isn't
working at the Clinique counter in Oklahoma City at the time. And Carrie, what was her name? Southern Sonnenberg. Her husband was in the military. And she literally believed that they were slandering her husband.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's the same thing I think that's going on now that y'all, we are liberal snowflakes. And guess what? We're just as patriotic as anybody. I love this country.
I love this country.
I do too.
I'm going to go today and eat a cake that looks like the American flag.
It's true. And I'm going to be grateful. Kyle and I, we talk about our gratefuls. And one of the things I was grateful for, I said freedom. Freedom to do. And I know we know.
It's being taken away though.
We know we'd be killed in other places. And I just want to say, wherever you are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, freedom, patriotism is not just for your fucking party.
No, it is not.
And if you think that, get off the flag. We need to wave it.
I don't think they're listening.
I don't think they're listening to us.
I think the discussion of gay sex disqualified that.
If you're people that agree with us, play this at your family's 4th of July. Maybe this will educate some of your family.
No, you just need to play, you can play Martina McBride's Independence Day.
Let freedom ring.
Why did you start that so high?
What's the original key?
Let freedom ring.
Oh, that's a lot lower.
Yeah.
Let the white dove sing.
Why would, in God's name, would you sing that
let
so high?
Let the whole world know that today is the day of reckoning.
That duet with Kelly Clarkson.
I've never heard the duet of her and Kelly Clarkson singing that.
No, Kelly Clarkson sang it on
American Idol.
Yes.
And then Martina McBride sang it with her.
Yes.
Good for her.
Anyway,
I sang a patriotic song when I sang for the governor of Oklahoma in high school. It was called Let Freedom Ring. It was written, the words were, not long ago, there was a lady
Stop.
Who sang from the harbor of her home. It was about the...
y'all can see my face right now.
It was about Ellis Island. Oh, it was called... No, it wasn't called Let Freedom Ring. It was called I Hear Liberty Singing. Her song of freedom is ringing.
That makes no sense.
Around the world, stronger than before. From shore to shore,
I hear liberty singing.
Actually, though, but I messed up the words in front of the governor, so I just said, I hear liberty ringing. And then I forgot the words. I went, she's ringing, ringing, and ringing. I literally
sang that. Nothing's changed. Still can't remember the words to fucking songs.
Sang that for the fucking governor of Oklahoma.
Like he noticed.
And my... Mary Beth Singleton was playing the piano, and I just saw her shake her head and mouth the word fuck.
Anywho.
Y'all, I love America. Fried chicken and Stranger Things. I'm excited for Stranger Things.
I need to watch season two.
Coffee kicked in, and I'm crazy.
I know. You need to settle. You need to settle.
All right.
I wrote down, I literally was watching this last night, midnight. Cam is a woohoo girl who gets really loud after drinking. You know, the tone of Cam's voice changed to, so what are you doing here, Craig? It went up like an octave.
And she just kept itching her hair
to
make sure she had volume as well. Because she's drunk and she still cares about her hair volume.
She's like, hey, what are y'all doing? Hey!
Hey, woohoo!
I loved her.
She's a woohoo girl. That's what we call them.
I mean, that's my cousin Kelly right there. She just each time. Catherine's coat, by the way, at that party was incredible.
It was. That was a really impeccable coat.
It was beautiful.
My next thing I wrote, though, I write down the first thing that comes to my mind.
No shit.
And I wrote down, okay, Craig just showed up with two faggots.
Oh, my God. That was my next note. Craig is coming out, y'all. He shows up with two gay guys.
It looks like two gay guys.
They literally look like they're just coming from Pride.
This was like Tweedledee and Tweedle Faggot.
It's true. Tweedledee and Tweedle Top and Tweedle Bottom.
Yeah.
Literally, they just came from
Pride.
They just came from New York Pride, y'all. Because
one still got glitter on his face.
Exactly. Y'all, happy Pride. We just celebrated 50 years
of Stonewall.
Google it. We don't
Google
have time
it.
To educate today.
Now,
at that party, though, I have to say, there were some moments where I was like, good for you, Naomi, taking the high road. But her bad-mouthing Craig and his behavior at the party.
It's not good.
Because at the first of this episode, Naomi really did well in showing that she was over it. But then...
She's not. I think she's got a little bit of PTSD with that relationship.
Yes,
that she hasn't worked through. Because
I think she's in love with him, but I think she has trauma
from
it.
Craig is right that they never really ended their relationship.
I loved it when he said that, and Catherine was like, "That is exactly right."
I know. That's why they're having these problems. But Naomi either refuses to do it to move on. I don't know if Craig would, but I think Naomi doesn't think Craig could have a conversation about it. And also, yes. And at the same time, Naomi doesn't want to engage because right now she's living in her fairy tale Persian prince or fairy tale Indian princess life.
Well, I think there's a bit of that. Again, y'all, I got to give the truth talk cup to Catherine this episode because uh-huh. She fucking was living her truth. Because when she said after Craig left, she said, Naomi doesn't know how to react around Craig because she has feelings with him, but Craig can't. I messed up that quote.
Yeah, here we go.
But anyway, but when Catherine was when Catherine kind of laid it out. Oh, when Catherine said Naomi doesn't know what to expect from Craig.
Yep.
So I think there is that trauma in that, and so she did because Catherine knows what it's like to be with somebody and you don't know how they're going to react.
Don't know how they're going to react.
Crazy, and you know
because I think Thomas is probably a little bipolar.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or at least personality
sociopath.
Disorder.
Sociopath.
Yeah.
And narcissistic disorder. But, you know, I'm going to talk about Craig, but I'm actually kind of use this for all three of them because we can talk a little bit about Austin and Chelsea's conversation while they're fishing. By the way, side note, I'm from a landlocked state, y'all. And I know from fishing with my grandpa, you can only use worms for freshwater fishing. Everyone knows that.
You don't use
minnows.
You don't use live bait for you don't use live bait doesn't really work for salt water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even use you use
the cork.
The plastic little lure
and
thingy,
the lures.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And you also have to use different fishing rods.
Yeah, the
he light, brought out ones that you use in a pond.
He brought like with like a probably 10 like a probably like a 10 gauge line.
That's what I have with my grandpa.
That's freshwater fishing. But or saltwater fishing is different. Yeah, the rods were pathetic.
Weird.
And Chelsea's like, I was spear fishing with chicken necks.
And that's what Liz means by redneck. Not in a negative, but she like grew up country. She never wore shoes as a kid.
I never did.
But the thing is, it's something I realized about all the men, and we're seeing it a bit in Austin, but it's really magnified, I think, in Craig and in Shep, is that all the men have no self-awareness. They have no self-awareness of who they are, and they have – there's like a – I always have this thing I talk about because y'all know I watched Oprah a lot, and I'll never forget when Kenny Rogers was on Oprah with Dolly Parton. And Oprah was interviewing him, and she said, Kenny, why do you think people love Dolly so much? And I'm glad you're looking at your text while I'm talking about this on your fucking phone. You know what? You can focus. I'm sitting here listening to your body noises for an hour. But Kenny Rogers said, he said, Oprah, I feel like people have three parts of themselves. The person they really are, the person they think people see them as, and then the person people actually see them as.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers got real.
I know. It's kind of the way I've lived my life since I was in junior high. And he said, the closer we get all three of those parts of ourselves together, the better you're going to do in life. And he said, Dolly Parton has all those three parts are the same person.
How did Kenny Rogers have so much wisdom?
He's a very smart man. My voice teacher from North Texas was in a group with him in Houston and said when he went by Kenneth and said he was very smart. But anyway, my whole point of that is
he got plastic surgery a couple years back.
It settled a little now.
Okay, good.
That's going to be us.
He looked very surprised.
He did. But the whole thing that I brought up is that Craig has no idea who he presents to the world is something totally different than what people are actually seeing. And I don't think he has a self-awareness to know that because when he was talking and he started just, if anyone brings, yes, I've said Craig has a lot of like, he really does get to the heart of things more with other people. But when it comes to his own shit, he's never responsible for anything. Nothing is ever his fault. And when his friends, even all three of those women, Danny and Catherine and Cameron, when they lovingly called him out on it, he immediately acts out like a child, like you're bad.
You go to anger.
And you think about Why would Naomi talk to somebody or even have a therapy session when someone's like that who's not reachable?
I agree. And I want to...
Shep's the same way.
Yeah, and I think it's this casual misogyny that all three of them have that's extreme for men in the South. Did you see the article Suzanne Mays posted about boys?
No.
It was... This is what this article that one of our friends posted...
Y'all, we're getting deep in the morning.
I know, it's too much. That talked about how boys weren't allowed to have female role models. And that way, they were said, no, you want a male role model. And it made men's role models, it made women be second place. And that casual misogyny made them not be able to have respect for women in roles like that. And casual misogyny, not letting boys saying, no, you want to play with boy things, not girls things. This is better.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can never really...
Because if girls play with boys things, we let
them. Fine. It's
fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. So.
And it was really interesting. They were talking about this. Madison represents this kind of power dynamic. That Madison's more power...
A self-made woman.
Well, and she has power over Austin.
And she's beautiful.
Uh-huh. And so that's why they all hate her. I don't really like her either.
I like her more after last episode. I'm into it. She doesn't give any fucks. I like it.
To me, there's just... I think she's shady. I think there's some shadiness going on.
Maybe.
Anyway, but there's this idea that... All the men are struggling with this power dynamic. They just don't know how to handle it.
I think,
and that's what's making them react angrily.
Yeah, they're
because that's the only thing they have.
Yeah,
and then someone on Suzanne's post said, "I saw this happen with my brother. The only emotion he can manage is crippling anger."
Yeah,
that's the only thing he can show.
That's a lot of emotion that men can get.
Yep. I'm glad I have a panoply of emotions I can show.
I'm so grateful for that. So grateful for that.
Right. That's basically all I have.
I love that.
And a little bit about the dog.
I have a couple of things. One, these are more side things. One, I'm glad Catherine and Danny are friends again.
Yeah.
Danny,
I
want to give you some advice. Catherine is not going to be able to help you get messages on your iPad. She's not going to be able to help that.
Her voicemail's been full.
I love that when she asked Catherine kind of made that face.
She can't even call Austin.
She made that face like,
Catherine's, there should be just tons of GIFs of Catherine's faces.
Yes. What else did I want to talk about? Y'all, I feel like if you haven't watched this episode or you want to watch it again, every time they say Colorado, take a drink. I think we're promoting something.
I think this is a stupid idea of going to Colorado.
I think it is too.
How many trips have we taken this season?
And you know Nan was going to go because they're going to pay her to go on the show.
They're going to pay her to go.
But I get that they're making like...
And her boyfriend's not going because he's on call.
We still haven't seen Cameron's husband yet. He's supposed to show up.
I think isn't he a producer?
Cameron's husband?
Yeah.
No, he's a doctor.
No, I thought he was a producer of the show.
No, I don't think so, no. But maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
Who knows?
I just loved how many times they said Colorado. And anyway, I just thought that was funny. I think that is all I got. Next week we're going to see a bit of Ashley, a little Trashley.
Oh, y'all, it's going to be good next week.
It's going to be good. What did you think about, what did you want to say about little Craig?
Nothing else.
No,
I was kind of shocked. That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of shocked that little Craig, it was a Frenchie and not the state breed of South Carolina, my parents' dogs, Boykin Spaniels, because that's where they raised them, is in Orangeburg.
I'm glad you saved your last tidbit to just shade someone. You know, that is true Southern.
They could have shown the true South Carolina state dog.
Well.
Which is a Boykin Spaniel. Google them. They're gorgeous. That's what I had all growing up.
Chip's basic. So
he is basic.
You know what? There is, you know,
Frenchies are a little basic. Everyone, well, every gay has a Frenchie out here.
I don't know why it doesn't bother. I used to kind of think, and then my friend Lori has a Frenchie that's real cute, and I kind of fell in love with that dog. But it's just that Shep, that's a dog he wants to get. I'm more judging him than the dog.
I agree. No, I'm not judging the dog.
I guess Craig is okay with the name, even though it's still really weird.
It's still really weird, and it feels weird.
It's just weird. I will. I forgot what I was going to say. I don't remember. Just
anyhow,
riveting.
That was prescient.
Riveting podcast, right? Riveting. Breaking.
What's your as my mama used to say.
Oh,
for this episode, do you need me to say mine while you think of it?
No. As my mama used to say. I say bad things, but not to their face. I mean, which is true of my mother, but the fact that Shep admits that and uses that as a qualifier that why he's not a bad person makes him much more of a fucking douche.
It was bad.
What about what is your mama used to say?
I think mine would, what was it? I wrote it down.
Jesus.
This is something my mother would really say. I just don't want us to be around people who are rednecks.
My mother would say that too.
Yeah.
That's
her gross snobbery.
And then I went.
Even though she is.
And then my mom's grandmother died and my nanny and we went to the funeral and one of my cousins showed up. With his, no shirt and a bolo tie.
Wow. Nice.
My granny literally looked like the Beverly Hillbillies granny. I mean, exactly looked like. And there, we had to go
up to Mr. Drysdale!
Yeah, we had to go up to Sulphur, Oklahoma, where they
Sulphur!
Live. And this town smells like sulfur.
I would have said.
Because the creek has sulfur in it.
The creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the show, y'all.
That's the show, y'all. Y'all, you can find us on TV Co. We're going to be talking about Love Island, airing on CBS starting July 9th.
Now with STDs.
It's on 5 nights a week. We're only doing our show 3 nights a week.
No.
And you can find Jake at
Jake It or Fake It.
And you can find me at TheMattMar on Instagram and Twitter.
Me too.
And last but not least, we are loving the Sissy Squad, y'all.
Come join our Sissy Squad. Come join the movement.
And y'all, if you haven't left a review of our show, why the fuck not? What have we done to you?
Even if it's Keep Going Queens.
What have we done to you, y'all? I thought here we are getting up early in the morning.
I'm tired. I need more coffee.
Oh, and we got a new review. Let's read it now. This is from ASN211. They left this today. Oh, wait. Today's not Saturday. Anyway, it said, the review said, these guys crack me the F up. Love the breakdowns they do and can't wait for each week. It's no holds barred, and I look forward to their predictions. Love you guys.
Oh,
I'm glad I read that because we fucking forgot to do any predictions. What?
We haven't been doing that lately.
I don't know. Oh, we have SW Vacheri. Wow, that sounds dirty. Suavacheri?
You never pronounce things.
What does that say?
SWV a cherry. I'm not even.
Boy, that's so validating.
I have found my people, too. The intro alone is worth 5 stars. No other podcast takes it to the level. Cherry J.
Cherry J, look at that. That's because Erica Whitney said, these are my people. Y'all, we are all about.
We love that. We want to be all y'all's people.
And we, yes, because you know what? If we don't have each other, who else do the fuck we have?
Who else are you going to count on?
All right, everybody.
Everybody say love.
Love.
All right, good night, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Poodle and to Matt. And they would like to thank you folks for listening to their chat.
You're all invited back next week, but please, before we're through, just mosey down to iTunes and leave us a review.
Poodle, you and reviews, you're shameless.
That's what they call me in college.
Y'all come back now, you hear?